Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 11 of the Spiritual Combat: Some Considerations Which Will Incline the Will to Seek Only What Is Pleasing God. In order to incline our will to fulfill exactly the will of God and to promote His glory, let us remember that He has set the example by loving and honoring us in a thousand different ways. He created us out of nothing, after His own likeness, and He subordinated all other things to our use. In our redemption, He passed by the most brilliant angel to choose His only Son, who paid the price of the world not with perishable gold or silver, but with His sacred blood, in a death as cruel as it was wretched. He continually guards us from the fury of our enemies. He fights for us with His grace. And to nourish and strengthen us, He is always ready to feed us with the precious body of His Son in the sacrament of the altar. Do not these constitute convincing proofs of God's tremendous love for us? Who can understand the immensity of His love for such wretched creatures? What should be our gratitude towards so generous a benefactor? If the great men of the world think they are obliged to do something in return for the respect paid them, even by those inferior as to position and wealth, what return ought not the very worms of the earth make when honored with such remarkable love and esteem by the Sovereign Lord of the universe? In particular, we must never forget that His Majesty is infinitely worthy of our service, a service motivated by a single principle of love, whose only object is His will and desire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night we saw how Father Scupoli thinks that the path towards the will being inclined to want God's will, the path towards inspiring our will to want to do things to please God, for that motivation, not to please ourselves, but to please God. The path to the will is through the intellect, through the understanding. And that's exactly what he does in this chapter. He's still trying to talk about the will, that is our power for choosing, our power for loving, our power for wanting things. But that power depends on something being presented to it by our understanding. The classic principle that Father Scupoli held was that you cannot love what you don't know. And so tonight, he's still talking about the will, and he gives us more considerations, things to think about. This should remind us of Francis de Sales, the introduction to devout life. In his method of meditation, the main part of the meditation is considerations. That is, using your understanding to go over some truth. And tonight, he says, first of all, if you want to do the will of God, remember, think about God's example. Think how he's honored us in a thousand different ways. Created us out of nothing, after his own likeness. And then he subordinated all things to our use. What does that mean? It means that you and I, our soul, yes, our bodies came through the cooperation of our parents. But your unique soul, the immortal soul that you and I have, was created completely out of nothing. And it was given to be like God. You and I can know. You and I can love. You and I can choose. We can possess ourselves. We can give ourselves away over in love. All of this constitutes part of our likeness to God. And not only are we like God, but he's given the whole world in some ways for our use. That's our creation. Then he moves on, the next paragraph, to redemption. What did God do to redeem us, to save us from slavery, to buy us back, to redeem us? What's the price? The price was his own son, his death, his sacred blood. And then what does he do for us? He guards us. He even fights for us. God fights for us. He nourishes us. He strengthens us. With what? With the body of his Son in the Holy Eucharist. These are the proofs of God's love for us. So if we want to love him, we have to think about what he's done for us. And why has he done this? Because he loves us. So let's ask the Lord tonight as we sing Compline on this Feast of the Annunciation. Let us try to think what God has done for us in sending us his Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.